Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
Sinclair Lewis was the first American writer to win the Nobel Prize for Literature. One of the novels that followed this world-renowned award was called It Can't Happen Here. This is a mid-30s novel, newly hot in our own time. It purports to detail how America became a fascist country under the aegis of one Berzelius Windrip. The novel also answers questions millions of Americans have been asking for months. Why won't the Republican Party separate itself from Donald Trump? Why is it defending him so stubbornly? Can't the Republican senators see the same harrowing future so many other people do? In a second Trump term, we will have reverted to a nation united under a king, and personal liberties to which we have over 220 years grown so used to will be in peril. Well, we think we can finally answer those questions, including why party matters more than country to these people. Berzelius Windrip could not be a president by himself any more than can Mr. Trump. They both need enablers, helpers, assistants, servants. In Lewis's story, Windrip's pals and cronies hang around and around waiting. For what? To be named to one or more positions of so-called influence and power. Each of these fictional toadies stands ready, after being appointed by Windrip, to absorb money and favors from corrupt petitioners. The longer Windrip stays in office, the more goodies his cabinets and staffs receive or extort. Windrip's task is to find and name devoted, faithful, crooked best friends. To use men who are not faithful to his demands would be to risk his entire court. His army has to be men who from any distance look and sound exactly like Berzelius. Everything we think we care about in terms of diversity, race, gender, sex, religion, success, become in effect beige, neutral, comfortable, comforting, not only the nation itself, but to each other. No nominal leader in It Can't Happen Here is willing to sacrifice his future for the sake of independence or liberty. The payoff is too big even to imagine. Windrip holds out these promises as doggy treats to his kennel. Party members circle his anchors avidly, incessantly in a dream state, yapping always for more. It's no skin off Berzelius's nose. He gives trifles generously. He's content on his throne. It would take a civil war to separate these hungry cronies from their trough. Our current day Republicans are as devoted to Trump as his operatives were to Windrip. Even being, as they are today, named acting heads of cabinet departments gives these nominees a chance to start cashing in. Two absolutely crucial choices were made. Trump is holding his pals as close to himself as he can to make certain they do not betray him. And the new acting heads want to stay as close to their leader as they can to make certain that they themselves are not betrayed. Alas, for these acting heads, Trump himself is the least charitable man in government, which means that the acting heads have to search outside their immediate circles looking for new donors and benefits. Which is to say, the Trump circle grows daily and soon may well become too big to control. Which is what happened, to implicate Robert Mueller's 17 nefarious felons, Americans and Russians, the Southern District Office of New York to begin criminal investigations of the Trump Organization, leading eventually to Ambassador Sondland's flat out, "There was a quid pro quo and everyone was in on it." Those barefoot boys hanging around for crumbs from Trump's table are starving to death. But they are not abandoning their pipe dreams. They're still there, waiting to be named, called, and to begin to collect the bounty that flows up and downtown and sidewise in the District of Columbia. These are not men and women who care deeply about their careers. What they care about is the payoff, just like their dear old dad. So, Republicans are betting on the come. Rather than serving a nation that adequately rewards them for their years of service, they've chosen to live and act only inches away from Trump's throne, ready at any moment, should they be so called, to protect their protector, to jump how high. These are not diligent civil servants or a federal bureaucracy with its nose to the grindstone, its political twitches stilled. Americans are known for wanting what they want when they want it. The Senate is chock-a-block jammed by patient starvelings, fearful of losing their paychecks, their power in social media, the possibility of somehow stumbling into doing Trump a favor he can remember. Even though Trump land is make-believe territory, Republicans have nowhere else to go. They would be torn apart by their own PAC members should they even begin to inch towards honesty and revelation. Together, Senate Republicans constitute an obsessive force. Standing alone, exposed to weather and opposition, they can hear the call of hungry wolves from miles away. Wednesday night, they saw the first threatening shadows of ravenous reasoners. Although we doubt it, this alone may bring about some kind of healthy change. It's even possible, though doubtful, that oleaginous Mitch felt warning shivers. I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.